Charlotte, North Carolina, is bracing for the possibility of more violence tonight. Protests have filled city streets for the past two nights since the fatal police shooting of an African-American man. The governor has declared a state of emergency, and city officials are calling for calm and peace. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the Justice Department is sending several members of its peacekeeping division to help. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Gwendolyn Glenn has more.
In downtown Charlotte today, there was much heavier police presence than normal. Business owner Patrick Harrison has lived in the city all his life. He says it is a bit tense right now.
Being from the South, if you make eye contact with somebody, you say, hey, how you doing? And that's just, it's common courtesy. But this morning, walking around downtown, they look down when they see you. They're not going to speak. The only person that's going to greet you is going to be another black person. And then with me having dreadlocks, they're scared of me right now.
Today in Charlotte, public officials held news conferences to calm anxious residents. Governor Pat McCrory has sent in the National Guard to deal with possible protests.
As governor, I firmly believe that we cannot tolerate any types of violence directed towards citizens or any type of destruction of property.
Last night, a peaceful gathering turned violent. The protests stemmed from the fatal shooting of 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott. Police say he threatened officers with a gun, but Scott's family say he was in his car reading a book. Family attorney Justin Bamberg says there's still much they don't know, except this. Across the country, police view many African Americans this way.
They're guilty until proven innocent. They're a threat until they prove that they are not a threat. And quite frankly, many feel as though they are inhuman until they are proven to be human. That is the underlying problem.
Bamberg says Scott didn't own a gun and that his wife saw him get shot. Today, the NAACP called for the public release of the police video of Scott's shooting. Not releasing, they said, only would incite more violence. At a press conference, Charlotte Police Chief Kerr Putney said he would let Scott's family view the tape, but it doesn't tell the whole story.
What I can tell you that I saw is the video does not give me absolute, definitive, visual evidence that would confirm that a person is pointing a gun.
Putney says the tape does support the police account of why Scott was killed, but he didn't have plans to release it publicly because of the investigation. Charlotte's mayor, Jennifer Roberts, says she understands the frustration that some feel, but she says it goes beyond the shooting.
We know we have a history of racial divide, not just in Charlotte, in our country as a whole. We know that we have challenges. We know that people need to work together across differences better than we have done.
Back in downtown Charlotte, Patrick Harrison hopes tonight will be peaceful, unlike the past two nights.
That didn't solve anything. They already fear us, so why would you make them fear you even more? We're not animals, so don't act like it.
For now, city officials have not ordered a curfew. The police chief says that depends on what happens tonight. For NPR News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn in Charlotte.